Welcome, everyone.
I guess you can hear me. I apologize for being slightly late. I was in the Americas conference room with about 10 other people because in at least one part of the deck, it says that's where I was supposed to be, and I thought there'd be more people than that. And there were. So what I'm going to talk to you today about is a variety of things, but I got to tell you, I'm very excited about what we have to show both here and through the Clear Labs capabilities you'll see in the Solutions Showcase. So Clear Labs is really our way of trying to get your feedback about what technologies we're working on. We're not delivering them yet, but that's why we want to get your feedback. So this is the classic non-disclosure disclaimer. We're going to skip by that. The agenda for today is that I'm going to talk first a little bit about the future, about where we want to take the change and release management area. I've got an iPod up here because we're also giving away 20 of them, not today, not here, but in the Solutions Showcase. Again, I want you to go to Clear Labs. I want you to go to the Tech Preview Lounge. I want you to see what we have to offer because it's very, very exciting. We're going to go through a variety of different areas, business-driven development, organizationally driven development, turning governance into a competitive advantage for yourselves, and talk about some new products, some new announcements that I think are pretty exciting, above and beyond the Telelogic and WatchFire announcements that Danny and Jamie have already talked about. I've also got a few slides in here that, you know, you saw all the glitz and glitter and videos and all that cool stuff, and I can't do the dancing like the guy just did up here. But I've always wanted to be in marketing. And so I think you'll see that I probably should stay in engineering because I took a stab at doing some ads for Rational that maybe you'll see someday. Chances are you won't. So with that, I'll show you one. So developing without Rational software is very much like driving without seatbelts. Or, for those folks, Rational software, we're bringing geeky back. Now, if I was, you know, Justin Timberlake, I could do the dance, but I don't have that in me either. So with that, we'll move on. So let's talk a little bit about the future. Let's talk a little bit about where we're trying to take the change and release management area within Rational. So imagine you could take the collaborative capabilities of the, you know, the three people in a garage, the two guys and a dog, whatever it is, the startup mentality where you get things done quick, you get products out fast, teams work together. Imagine if you could harness that collaborative capability in your organization, right? Or what if you could unlock the hidden functionality that you have in some of your applications? You know, regardless of where those applications were developed, whether you developed them or a third party did, and what if you could integrate those applications quickly and easily with an integrated database? Or what if your globally distributed teams actually worked like a team, as opposed to having them do the classic, let's have a meeting in the morning and a meeting in the evening to talk about where we're going and what we did? What if it just happened? Where they, when they log on, they see who's on, they see what's happened, it all just works. Well, what we call that is collaborative application lifecycle management. And that's what we're striving for. What we're striving for is to try to get you to the point where you have these capabilities. Now, of course, the problems are this isn't easy, right? There's a bunch of barriers related to collaborative application lifecycle management. Those barriers are basically a bunch of silos. So one set of silos is a set of organizational silos. So that's back to that globally distributed development, or as we like to call it, organizationally distributed development problem, where you've got teams, whether it's in this, you know, in a different building, on a different floor, on a different continent. There's almost no organization these days that's building a set of applications without having to solve an organizational problem. The same is true with technology issues. So there's a set of technology problems that people are trying to solve. I've got legacy code, I've got new code, am I reusing them as much as I should? I'm trying to get to this thing called a service-oriented architecture, but what is it? Isn't that just object-oriented architecture? And, you know, how do I break down that silo, that set of silos? Then there's functional silos, right? Almost every organization I talk to has a different product from a different vendor related to testing, related to application development, related to configuration management, related to builds, related to packaging, right? How do you break through that set of barriers? And lastly, you've got the geographical one. So if you take these four silos, these four barriers, if you will, the problem is most vendors, including Rational, tend to try to solve this horizontally. I try to give you a geographically distributed solution. I try to give you an SOA solution, right? I try to give you a governance solution. But the real win is not to go at it that way. The real win is to go at it so that you solve both all those problems horizontally and vertically, so that you get it all. And that's really collaborative application lifecycle management, where you get strategically focused capabilities out of your developers. So the key to collaborative application lifecycle management is to break down these barriers, both from a technology, from an organizational, from a geographical perspective, and from a functional perspective. Now, you might say, okay, so I still don't quite get it. Give me a little bit more data. Well, in my world of a collaborative application lifecycle management capability, the first thing you have to have is the notion of continuous development. Many of you are doing things like continuous builds or continuous integration, but you need to have continuous testing. You need to have continuous packaging. You need to have continuous development, right? 24/7. So the notion of continuous development is key. So is process-aware collaboration. One of the problems that people have is that while they have a process, they don't know what it is, right? They have a process in the sense that they follow the same pattern on a day-to-day basis. But when you have something like process-aware collaboration, not only is your team working together in harmony, but they're doing it in the way that you want them to because they have a process enforced on them. You need an extensible team-centric platform. Again, one of the problems that people have in many of the products that they use today is the fact that that product only enables an individual to be successful, not the team. You need something that allows the team to be successful. Pervasive transparency, right? One of the problems that many companies suffer from is the fact that their developers develop code, throw it over a wall, go get a cup of coffee, and now it's somebody else's problem, right? The developers need to see much further down the development lifecycle. The developer needs to be able to see, is this going to break the build? Is this actually going to install properly? Is there a set of tests that are run against this so I know I didn't break this for the next person? So in order to do that, your development environment must be transparent. And lastly, as both Danny and Jamie talked about, you need to have community-based commercial development. So you need to have the ability to include other people, yourselves, as part of the development process. I've got hundreds of people that report to me, but it's not enough. I need your help in order to get all the things done that we all want done in the Rational product line. In order to do that, we need a community. So now that I've told you kind of what we want to get to, the question is, how are we going to get there? Well, many of you have heard about this notion of JAS. JAS is a collaborative platform, set of technologies and enabling capabilities. And the key is that my product space, as well as the other directors, the other disciplines within Rational, are all starting to take the JAS capabilities and include those collaborative capabilities, those process-aware capabilities, into our products. I'll talk a little bit about the first foray into that in a moment, but essentially, we're announcing today, actually truly we're announcing it tomorrow, but we're announcing that we're actually going to beta a product called Team Concert, which is the first foray of JAS into the commercial space. Anybody here is eligible to log on to jazz.net, get it, download it, and see what it's all about. That's just the start. Because one of the things we've got to do is we've got to take ClearCase, we've got to take ClearQuest, we've got to take BuildForge, and we've got to extend them to have those collaborative capabilities. We need to make sure that those products take the best of what Jazz has to offer and extend their already world-class leading capabilities even further. Make them more collaborative. Make them more capable. Start to get down that path towards a collaborative application lifecycle management. So now what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about is a little bit more pragmatic. Where we are, where we're focusing our efforts and energies, what you'll see both today from the technologies that we have today, as well as what we'll have over the course of the next year. So we've broken that down into a set of specific topics: business-driven development, organizationally distributed development, turning governance into a strategic advantage, and then some new products. So, again, this is my foray into marketing. One of the things that we're trying to do within the CRM space is to create a shift. So the shift has to do with being more responsive, being better for you, right? Having a higher quality product, a higher scalable product. So this is my Field of Dreams slide. So let me talk a little bit about where my team is focused. So if you've talked to anybody on my team, they will tell you that this is exactly what we're doing. We're spending the majority of our time and energy on that first bullet. How do we make the product higher quality, better reliable, higher scale? We've done that in a variety of ways. I've got a variety of statistics to show. Danny talked about some of those statistics already. But, you know, I have to solve this problem for a variety of reasons. Number one, because I don't want as many developers as I have on fixing bugs. I'd rather have them on new capabilities and new features. But I can't do that until I fix the bugs. I've got my own organizationally distributed development problem. I've got 40 people in India, I've got 40 people in China, I've got people in Raleigh, in Brazil, you name it, I got the place. I even got a guy in Canada. And there he is. So the point is, I've got an organizationally distributed development problem myself. If I can't solve it myself, how can I tell you I've got products that solve it for you? Right? So we're working on that every single day. We're driving down the APAR counts, and again, I've got some data on that. And we're trying very hard to improve the responsiveness to RFEs. As most of you know, we've done a poor job of that. I'd like to quote you the statistic on that, but I'm actually too embarrassed to do it. But I'll just tell you that in the past, less than 1% of the RFEs have actually made it into products. Right? We're dramatically changing that. We're now looking at, the product management team looks at every single RFE that comes in. Every single one. We disposition it, and if we believe that we're going to get that out in the next 18 months to 2 years, then it becomes part of the product roadmap. And now for both ClearCase and ClearQuest, over 20% of the RFEs are now in future product roadmaps. Obviously, I also want to double down on new investment, right? New product, new capability, because we all know that the products you've got are fantastic, but there's always some extra stuff that we can do. So we're going to talk about some of those. We need to both deliver continuous agile capabilities in the product so that you get things like atomic commits, some agile viewing capabilities, and one of the things you'll see with Team Concert is a true collaborative agile environment. But we also need to do that in our own development environment, right? We need to develop code in an agile way. Now, agile's, you know, kind of like SOA or object-oriented or whatever. It's a big word that has many meanings for many people. For me, in our environment, it means iterative development. It means knowing where we are earlier in the cycle so that if we're late, if we've got problems, then I can make a course correction so that we get a heck of a lot better at meeting our dates, because we haven't done a good job of that. I want to meet our dates with higher quality. That's good for everybody. We want to continue to support cross-brand initiatives. And then the last thing is, obviously, you all expect that if you buy a set of products from Rational, that if you install them all, they just work together, right? Doesn't work that way right now, but we're working on that. We've got a number of folks that have gone off and looked at this, and this is not a ClearCase and ClearQuest and BuildForge problem. It's a Rational problem. But I'm on this thing called the PDT internally, and what that does is that every product that Rational releases has to go through this to get a commitment of contract of resource and things like that. And we're not letting any products go through that right now unless they are making progress in this specific area. So this is not something that gets solved in a day or a week. But as you will see, through the course of a few releases for all the different products, we're going to solve this problem. So that's where we're focused. But let's talk a little bit about the areas that we see out there when we talk to you. The first is the notion of business-driven development. And I've talked a little bit about that already. Business-driven development is having development help drive your business, right? It's high quality, it's high scalability, it's reducing total cost of ownership, it is making the CRM space a competitive advantage for your organization as opposed to a crutch. The second area is organizationally distributed development. You know, again, talked a little bit about that already. We're going to go into a little bit more detail. And the third is talking about governance. Even though I know it's a lot of letters, it really isn't a four-letter word. Governance is something that's actually good. And if you do it right, it can help you get strategic advantage over your competitors. So if we look at business-driven development, this is actually a set of charts that we got from a global services organization. And what it attempts to show is the fact that people are changing the way they do development. On the left, when we talk about the traditional waterfall process, you can see 70% of your time, if you're in the waterfall process, traditionally is spent in the implementation and test cycle. What more and more organizations are finding out, as I just talked about with my own organization in terms of being more iterative, is that you need to get to a place where things are more balanced. You need to get to a place where requirements and design are a bigger piece of what you do so that when you actually develop it, it is what you said it was, as opposed to figuring it out as you go and then trying to test for it, because it's obviously hard to test if you didn't know what it was ahead of time. So this is where people are trying to go to. And in order to get to this place, again, you have to have products that work. You can't do iterative development. You can't do nightly builds. You can't do fast, agile development unless your tools help you get there. Let's talk for a second about organizationally distributed development. Again, this is a survey that was done by the IBM Global Services organization. It starts with the notion that if you've got 100 full-time equivalent employees, it costs you about $45 million over the course of 3 years to do development. That's if they're all in one site in one building, wherever that might be. What they've seen is that in most cases, the best case that people get is about $5 million saved when they go offshore. Now, we all know that you save a lot more money than that in terms of whether you get 3-to-1 or 4-to-1, depending if you're going to India or China or Poland or Brazil, wherever you're getting your offshore resource. But the problem is, between increased rework and decreased productivity, you actually aren't saving very much right now. That's the best case. The worst case, as you see, is that for many folks, we found that you actually spend more money as opposed to less money doing distributed development. Same problems, right? Decreased productivity, increased rework. So what we have to do with our products is give you additional processes, give you additional visibility, give you additional capabilities so that give you additional automation so that when you do things, it all just works together. You're operating as a team. You don't care whether the person's across the hallway or across the world, because it just the systems act like you want them to act. And if you can do that, we believe you can save $21 million out of your $45 million. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to get there. Now, the third area is turning governance into a strategic advantage. And for many folks, they're like, well, you know, I don't really have to deal with governance. You know, I'm not a financial application vendor or whatever it might be. But the notion is you already do some level of governance. Governance is really about monitoring, understanding what's going on in your development area. And it's really not a choice anymore about whether or not you do governance or whether or not you do good governance or bad governance. It's a question of whether or not, it's not really a question of whether you do those things. You are going to do it. So you might as well do it well. What this chart just shows you is that, again, over the course of years, the way people do development has changed, and it's changed pretty dramatically. People are reusing assets. People are trying to get much, much higher rates of capabilities with their products. They're trying to become more predictable. You have to have a good set of change and release management tools in order to make this happen. So these are the main areas that we see out there. So now we're going to talk about business-driven development. Some of the initiatives, some of the capabilities in business-driven development. So even though I'm going to talk about things like quality and performance and scalability, the whole notion is this. I've been in a number of startups in my life. I was early on at Tivoli and got bought by IBM and thought I'd make $1 trillion in the dot-com boom and left IBM, and obviously I didn't because I'm back. But developing software really should be this much fun. Again, my foray into marketing, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they aren't. So what are the tenets of business-driven development? The first is performance, making the products work the way you expect them, responding the way you want them to. The second is having scale and reliability across your life cycle. And the third is reducing the total cost of ownership. There's no question when I talk to you folks, when I come and visit you or when you come and visit us, those are the main things that we talk about. So when I talk about enterprise-hardened performance, these are some of the statistics that we've got. I've got an organization under a guy named Paul Weiss. It's called the Performance and Reliability Team. And his team does nothing but look at configurations, sizing, performance data, and we've all got it up on DeveloperWorks. There's a couple of sessions that you can go see on this kind of stuff, but we are working very hard to improve the overall performance of our products. You can see here with UCM, rebase and delivery, we've got some major improvements. Multi-site, we've actually made some improvements there where we've taken, for a large packet, something that used to take 3 hours to do is now 150 seconds. Right? For CC Team Server, this is something that's not out yet, but one of the reasons we're going to this capability, web-based, WAS-based capability, is because we know it's going to give us better performance and better scale, and we're already doing that work to make sure that that's the case, and these are some of the statistics that come out of that. And you can see some of the other areas. BuildForge, we've made some major improvements in both our server display as well as our whole user interface. In 7.01, the products, both for BuildForge, ClearCase, and ClearQuest, those products are all coming out this month. There's major performance improvements in all across the product line. Now let's talk a little bit about scale and reliability. So when you talk about scale, again, many of you are in extremely large corporations. One of the things that we have to do is make sure that when we give you these products that they work. So we have to test it better. One of the things that we had last year was a single functional test verification organization. Now we have that and a system test organization. So now we're trying to test in customer scenarios. We test what we call a green thread, which is a cross-functional, cross-product set of tests. We're trying to emulate scale, as well as we drink our own champagne or eat our own dog food, whichever one you prefer. We, with ClearQuest, we have an internal deployment of that of over 3,000 users that has been up and running and in use by us every single day of the new product. So we're actually trying it, making sure that it works. Did we find bugs? We absolutely did. Have we fixed them all? Yes, we have. The other thing that we're changing is the way that we release products. In the past, we would fix a number of your bugs, run a set of tests, find a set of problems, document them, and then release the product. Not fix them, but we documented them. So we're fixing that. We're now taking and all the high severity problems that we find are fixed before we give it to you. So we're not going to simultaneously release a patch or an iFix with this product because we don't have to. I stand before you 100% convinced, and I've got the statistics, I've got a releaseability document ready. We've got a number of statistics. You can go in the solution showcase and look and talk to folks, but we've got the data that I absolutely can promise you that 701 is not just the best product we've ever released from a quality perspective, but I've got the data to show you. So if you care to see that data, if you want to see the release readiness document, it's all available to you, performance metrics, so you can see what it is before you go there. But I can promise you that that's the case. From a scale perspective, as I mentioned, we've also done a variety of other things. ClearQuest, we now allow you to have multiple request managers on a single server. And what that gives you is 260% more capability on a single server than what you've had in previous releases. Right? The number of servers that allows you to reduce in your organization is huge. Again, trying to reduce the overall total cost of ownership. So if you're worried about performance, don't, because it's okay to look now. We've also got a number of initiatives going on for total cost of ownership. So total cost of ownership is always kind of a little bit of a funky thing to look at, to measure. But we've got high availability capabilities. I'm going to go into a little bit more in detail. We're working on consolidating clients so that when you do an upgrade, you don't have to do it all over the place. You know, I already talked about some of the install capabilities, install issues that we've got that we're working on. These are the set of initiatives that we're working through, whether it's security, reporting, that makes it so the overall total cost of ownership for you to have these products is going down. So let's talk a little bit more in detail about a few of those. The first one is high availability. So this is an area we've been working on for a while, but we've got some new capabilities with 701, specifically with SteelEye, so that both with SteelEye and with the Veritas cluster server, say that three times fast, we now can give you 24/7/365 capabilities with ClearCase. Now, one of the things you'll see in the upper right-hand corner here is the little pointers. So these are just pointers that I've put in here so that if you want more information on this specific topic, you can go to this specific place where there's a birds of a feather session, a specific talk, or in this particular case, Clear Labs. But one of the things we're trying to do in terms of total cost of ownership is to give you the ability to look at your CC and CC multi-site environments and monitor them. Right, so that you can wait for certain events, you can see when certain things happen, you can check for things like memory usage, disk space. So now, instead of saying, geez, my replication didn't work, I don't know why, not only will you know why, but you can get notified about it. Now, we've done a lot of improvements to CCRC. Again, there's a Birds of a Feather session tonight, as well as you can see some of the future work in Clear Labs. But we've done a lot of work with trying to take CC and CQ and integrate them into a common Eclipse environment. You have other capabilities with CCRC today. We're making it more scalable. We've made some performance improvements. The whole goal here, again, to reduce total cost of ownership. This is a look at, again, what you can see in Clear Labs, but CCRC is becoming even more capable. You'll have the ability to create ClearQuest WAN forms within CCRC and use them. You'll have a process capability on the right-hand side that kind of shows you graphically what's going on in your environment as opposed to having to go through and look at the list. You'll have a robust set of filtering capabilities, search capabilities. All those things are available to you in the new CCRC, which will be 7.1, which will be out before I stand up here again next year. But I invite you to go through Clear Labs and take a hard look at what we've got. On the BuildForge side of the house, we've added a couple new platforms. So both the Series Z and Series I platforms are now available, and we've got a set of use cases that are available today. So that, again, when you're talking about reducing total cost of ownership, you know, when you talk Z, you're talking about reducing your total cost of ownership. So we have the ability now for you to do builds and releases in your heterogeneous environment, including Z and I. And we've got partners that are helping us in this space too. Fortressware, helping us with security, Clockwork, that helps us with static code analysis, and CM Logic, that's doing a lot of work around managing synchronizations and some of the capabilities around multi-site. These, I believe all of these folks are in the solution showcase and invite you to go visit each one of them. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about organizationally distributed development. And I think we've all been here. This is the way some people do organizationally distributed development, getting on a plane, trying to do your work, and of course, there's always that person who's leaning back in front of you. So when I talk about organizationally distributed development, one of the things that we offer that nobody else does is we offer you choice. You have the ability to go the replication route using multi-site. So if you want to have essentially local capabilities in a distributed way, you can use that. Or you can use the WAN capabilities that we have in the products. Again, that's something that no one else gives you. When we look at some of the things that we needed to do for BuildForge, we had to add some new capabilities there too. So while BuildForge is also being used by many of you in a globally distributed way, one of the problems that you wanted solved was you wanted to be able to say, yeah, but I want to run this build in Bangalore, and I'm using the machines in Bangalore, and I want the data to stay in Bangalore. I don't want to have it go back and forth all over my network. And so one of the things that we've given you in 7.01 with BuildForge is the ability to do just that, so that you can have centrally kept project data, configuration data, but when the build actually runs, that data can be kept locally to you. And again, you can see all that in Clear Labs. And with BuildForge, we've got some additional customers, additional partners too, both for Java testing. So as you run a build, you get additional capabilities. Tests are obviously automatically run. And then if you're using a virtualized capability, VMLogic gives you the ability to basically, when you run a build, it says, okay, you want to build this, use a virtualized machine, we'll build that up for you, let you run your build on it, and we'll tear it down afterwards. Also in the solution showcase, some very, very compelling partner solutions. These are just some of the things that we've done recently in ClearCase, ClearQuest, and BuildForge to extend or expand our organizationally distributed development capabilities. These are things that we need and we use every day in my environment. And I can tell you that there's some pretty exciting things that we're doing in each one of those areas in order to expand on the already industry-leading capabilities we have in this space. I talked briefly before about Team Server and Team API, but again, I invite you to go to Clear Labs, take a look at what we've got there. It's a web-based capability for both ClearCase and ClearQuest that will provide a consolidated API for you to use. It's going to be faster, it's going to be more scalable, and it's going to create a unified front for those of you who are using both ClearCase and ClearQuest. We're also revamping the ClearQuest client. Invite you to go to the technical preview lounge. I think this says Clear Labs, but I think it's actually in the tech preview lounge. And take a look at this. But it's fast. It uses Web 2.0 technologies. It has a lot of the features and capabilities you would expect in a brand new, you know, Ajax Dojo type of application. It's got a query wizard. It's extremely fast, and it's very compelling. Please go check that out. And then again, we've got partners here that help you do more application lifecycle management, more globally distributed development, PTC, Agile, Embedded Plus, and Ring Zero are all companies that are here that can help you extend your ClearCase and ClearQuest solutions. So now I want to talk about governance and trying to turn governance into a strategic advantage. I figured, you know, we're all developers here, so this you got to have some Star Wars in your slides. So when we're talking about governance, again, we're doing a lot of work as it relates to security in both ClearCase and ClearQuest. Lots of good things for us to show you, both in the current product as well as some of the stuff that we're working on. With BuildForge, we're doing some things with RSS feeds and with a reporting capability that allows you to understand better what you've got. So with the 7.01 release, and as I mentioned earlier, that's coming out later this month, ClearQuest has added Folder ACLs so that you now have the ability to more effectively manage who can see and use what within your ClearQuest environment. We're going to continue to add more and more security capabilities here. This is really one of the first steps we've made in the ClearQuest space. And we've got some security partners. When I actually made this slide, WatchFire was just a partner. Now they're part of the IBM. I guess we've announced the intent. That's the way we have to say it, but to acquire them. But Ounce Labs is another partner in this space related to security. Some of the other capabilities that we're working on, again, that you are able to go see in the Clear Labs area is in the area of reporting. We're moving towards BERT, Business Intelligence Reporting Tool, open source capability. That's what BuildForge is currently releasing on in 7.01, a reporting capability there. And you'll have the ability to do a variety of things above and beyond the kinds of reporting that you've got today, as well as if you want to go to a true enterprise class capability and do even more charting and graphing. We have partners that allow you to expand your reach. And we've already got a partner in this space, SourceIQ, which I invite you to go listen to them. They've got a session a little bit later on this week. But they've got some great ways for you to take a look at what the data that you've already got in ClearCase and ClearQuest, mine that data, and figure out what's really going on in your software development environment. Some really compelling stuff that they've done there. One of the other things that we've heard from you in terms of ClearQuest is the fact that while it's a great tool, you want some more out-of-the-box capabilities. You want some more whether it's process or out-of-the-box schemas. And so one of the things that we're demoing again down in Clear Labs is an out-of-the-box schema for application lifecycle management. So our goal would be to deliver this in the 7-1 timeframe so that you now get more and more capabilities to do the kinds of things you want across your applications as long as you've got ClearQuest. Now, for a long time, we've been talking about security in ClearCase, and we're actually getting there. We're getting close. This is a snapshot of some of the work that we've got going on there, but again, there's a bunch of folks here from the security team on ClearCase. They're here to show you, talk to you about what they've done, make sure that they've got the implementation down pat. But we've done a lot of work in this session, and we've got a BOF on this tomorrow night if you want more details. One of the other areas that you'll be able to see is the notion of a ClearQuest search. So one of the problems that you've got if you've got your defects and your change and your requirements in ClearQuest is you want to be able to search, and you want to be able to search. Maybe it's on the header only, maybe it's in a specific field, maybe it's in the description. Well, what we're adding is essentially a Google-like search to ClearQuest. It's fast, it's quick, and allows you to find the information you want much, much faster. If you have that information, you can better govern what's going on in your organization. We're also in the process of adding a new ClearQuest designer capability. So the designer that we've got today has a set of capabilities. This builds upon that, but gives you things like error visualization, the ability to compare and contrast different schemas, merge them if you need to, and gives you the ability to do a much better job, again, of governing your system because you'll have a visual way of knowing exactly what you've got. So the last thing I want to talk to you about today before we open it up for some questions is we've got some new things that we're announcing, some new things that we've been developing. Most of these things are going to be done now. I just like that picture. But these are some products that we're working on. So here's some new products. I'm not going to go into detail on all of them. But BuildForge is releasing this month something called Quick Report, which is that reporting capability I talked about. Helps you get the governance you need. Team Concert. So as I mentioned before, this is the first JAS-based offering from Rational. It's available in a beta form today. We're doing it in an open source type of beta, so it's not a traditional, it's fully featured, it's done. This is more of an open source type beta where we're looking for feedback. We want you to try it, use it, give us the feedback so we can turn it into the right product and probably release it early next year. Rational Asset Manager, new product, but specifically when tied with ClearCase, allows you to find the different artifacts that you've got in your organization, understand them, look at the dependencies, figure out which ones you need to reuse, and it measures all that for you. So it gives you both the ability to discover those things as well as to manage them within your ClearCase environment. Code Analyst, probably going to be an extension of BuildForge, but Code Analyst is essentially a unifying framework that at build time, as well as within a developer's IDE, but at build time, gives you much more visibility into what's going on with your code. Looks at your code, analyzes it, automatically creates a ClearQuest defect if you've got problems with your code, whether that's the way it's structured, whether you've got memory leaks, all those kinds of things are going to be available in Code Analyst. I'll show you a little bit of that. And then Rational Lab Manager, which is, again, taking the automation and deployment capabilities of BuildForge, building on top of that a set of lab management, the ability to reserve machines, discover what you've got out there, take your build, select the right one, and distribute it to a set of machines and run a set of tests. And you see those availabilities. I probably should have mentioned those a little bit more, but I'll go through that. So BuildForge Quick Report is available now. And it gives you the ability. BuildForge always had, I think, 12 or 13 different reports out of the box. But if you didn't like them, tough, that was all we gave you. Now you have the ability with a report wizard to create your own reports. You can now do things across releases, across time, find out what's really going on in your environment, and take a look at the bill of materials as well as the audit trails and create reports that really give you the data and the information that you need. It's based on the BERT technology, and it's available with 701. And I invite you to go to the CRM 03 session if you want more information about this. Let me talk for a moment about Rational Team Concert. As I mentioned, it's based on jazz, but really, what is it? It's a collaborative development environment that allows small teams, whether it's a small team within a large organization or a small team in and of itself, to develop in a very fast, agile, collaborative way. There's process enforcement, there's process enactment, and it gives you the ability to see what other people are doing, comment on it. Understand you can drag and drop the different work items that you're working on and create a schedule automatically. So you've got all that ability with Team Concert. And the best of all that is that it automatically synchronizes with ClearCase and ClearQuest. So as you do things in Team Concert, you can either check out, if you will, from ClearCase, do some work in Team Concert, and then check back into a ClearCase repository. If you want to synchronize with ClearQuest, get a certain project or a certain set of defects from ClearQuest into Team Concert, you can do that too. And you connect with BuildForge in very, very similar ways. This is something that you can go see downstairs in Clear Labs. There's a session at CRM 13. I invite you to go see. There's many birds of a feather. The real announcement on this will happen tomorrow. Starting with the keynote tomorrow morning. But I'm giving you a little bit of a sneak preview, and you can go down and see it tonight in the Solutions Showcase. So I invite you to go do that. It has a lot of really, really great capabilities around build, around SCM, work item, process automation. But it's all about the team, right? So it's trying to move towards that collaborative application lifecycle management capability that I talked about earlier. We're trying to extend ClearCase, extend ClearQuest, extend BuildForge to start including more and more of that collaborative capability. And Rational Team Concert is our first foray into that. When we talk about analyzing code, again, you've got the notion that an individual developer may want to analyze their code when they're doing their own development. But many times, when you bring it all together in a build, you find that there's a bunch of other problems, right? When the code comes together, first of all, it may not be code that your developers developed. It may be open source. It may be from a third party. And then secondly, when code comes together and it's integrated, you find more and more problems, right? Whether it's memory leaks, whether it's structural problems, whether it's poorly commented code, you can check all those types of things with Code Analyst. This is one of those things where Rational has had this technology for a long time, and we're now putting more and more people on it and bringing it to bear as a true kind of centralizing framework for analyzing code. Our goal there is to get better at structural analysis, to get better at trend analysis, so that you have, again, better insight into what's going on in your environment. This is a snapshot of what it looks like. Again, invite you to go down. I think it's in the Tech Preview Lounge. It may be in Clear Labs, but go to both places. We're showing this. It's got some pretty remarkable capabilities. And depending on what kind of metrics you want or what kind of structured analysis you want to do, we've already got that capability today. We'll be betaing this later this year, and we're releasing it in December. And then Lab Manager, as I mentioned before, is something that builds on the capability of BuildForge and leverages BuildForge capability for things like scheduling, notification, auditing, and process automation. And it extends that to have better capabilities with virtualization, better capabilities with tests, and deployment capabilities. So the notion here is taking the process automation that Buildforge has and extending it further down the software development lifecycle. So this is something that's also going to be available in December, and you can go downstairs and see it there. So I realize that this is hard to see, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But the point of this slide is really to show you that we're doing a ton of things. We've got, as I mentioned before, I've got over 300 people. We spend a lot of money on these products. We're trying to do a much better job at creating more scalable products, higher quality products, but also to provide new and exciting capabilities for you as we move forward. This is our current roadmap. Obviously, the further out you go, the wishier, washier it becomes. But pretty much everything this year is already committed. We've got people on it, and we're working towards it. And as we move towards next year, we have to create a new contract within the Rational organization. But the key is Rational change and release management is something that Rational is investing in. We're excited about it. We're trying to create a much different way of coming about things than we've done in the past, and we appreciate your business. So with that, I think I've got about 30 seconds. Question? So, paraphrase the question, it was, he's looking to upgrade to Buildforge, and should he wait for 7.01 or not? I would tell you that if you are not halfway through it for ClearCase, ClearQuest, and Buildforge, we have made dramatic improvements in the quality and performance level on each one of those products in the 7.01 release. That's the one I will recommend for you, right? Not because it's just because it's the newest thing, but I truly believe we've done a lot of work to make it better and easier and quicker for you. Unfortunately, I think I'm out of time, but I'll be available over here if there's other questions. I appreciate you coming by, and have a great week.
I don't mind where you come from, as long as you come to me.